I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth.
Can y'all hear me and see me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Kim Coker is sitting with her son Jacob and family nurse practitioner Gabe Douglas in a consulting room at Hope Health, a medical group practice in Kingstree.
I normally don't give it to him but once a day.
Yeah, and that's fine. I would say you give it to him up to 2 or 3 times a day.
This is the 4th time that they have spoken with a psychiatrist at the Medical University of South Carolina over a video camera. Jacob, who is 15, has autism and Fragile X syndrome, a genetic disorder that causes learning disabilities and cognitive impairment. His mother describes the visit as cozy and friendly.
The psychiatrist that he was seeing in Charleston at MUSC comes onto the television, and we can still have our consultation with the doctor as if we were face-to-face with the doctor.
Coker is happy that they did not have to go all the way to Charleston this time. Now she can get to Jacob's doctor's appointments in Kingstree in a quarter of the time that it used to take to drive all the way to Charleston. She likes the convenience.
We were having to go to Charleston, which is about 2.5 hours from our home. And it was difficult for Jacob because of the travel. And I had actually put it on Facebook that I was having a difficult time with that. And Ms. Gay Douglas messaged me about Hope Health with telehealth. And it was a blessing.
So let's do this. We'll schedule an appointment for 2 months from now.
Okay.
And we will...
Rick Foster with the South Carolina Hospital Association says the quality of care is just as good as an in-person visit.
And one of the key benefits to patients and their families is they're actually getting more care in their local community. They're also getting care that's comparable to what we would consider to be the standard. So it shouldn't be a situation that because of where you live, you don't have access to the best available resources.
Nurse Douglas, who is also the telehealth coordinator for Hope Health, says the practice began offering virtual consults in 2015.
I saw patients that could not get the care that they really needed that would have really been beneficial to their lives because we live in such a rural area. And if you live in this area and you don't have a car, I mean, you don't have transportation, so your services are very limited.
The area is Williamsburg County. Williamsburg County is one of the most rural counties in the state. According to state data, the county has some of the highest rates of diabetes and obesity in South Carolina. Health indicators show that poor access to health care is one of the factors that affects the overall health of a population. Nurse Douglas said that she believes telehealth can help improve the lack of access. It should not be seen as a replacement for in-person care.
And we say that telehealth is not as good as a face-to-face visit, but it certainly is the next best thing when we have poor access to care. And also, it helps to augment care for patients.
Access to care was particularly challenging last year. Residents had to travel long distances after the only hospital in the county suspended services due to flood damage. Williamsburg Regional Hospital CEO Sharon Polson said a temporary hospital opened in December. At Hemingway Elementary School, nurse Tina Brown uses a similar system as the one at Hope Health to connect students to pediatricians in Charleston.
Telehealth is so perfect for this area because Williamsburg County is one of the poorest counties. It's large in landmass, but it's poor in revenue. And in this town, in Hemingway, there is only one physician. So right there, you have a need.
Williamsburg County was the first to implement telehealth in all of its schools. Today, there are 16 sites in Williamsburg County providing telehealth services to the community. Across the state, more than 233 telehealth sites are connected. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. This report can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org.